It is National Retirement Security Month. Last week we had Bill Geiger in the chair. We brought him back, standing up and ready to go this time. Bill, how are you doing, my friend?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Good. Last week you talked and told the story about kind of the why of what you do, helping people in retirement stay and sleep in retirement and sleep better at night. And part of it was your dad's pension got cut in half. And I was kind of taken aback. I guess I didn't know that that could happen to people.
Yeah.
And I pulled up the top 10 pension reductions in U.S. history. And I can't believe how many company names I know on here having people who are retired having their pensions cut, sometimes up to 75%, because the company goes bankrupt or something terrible happens to the company. I think a lot of people live in life.
Read some of the names.
Oh, I mean, United, Bethlehem Steel, GM, Delta, Sears Holdings, Pan Am, a lot of steel companies, these big companies that then get taken over by the PBGC.
Right. And Benefit Guarantee Corporation.
Which is funny, they use the word guarantee in there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, 75% of people's pensions cut for United Airlines, you know, what they thought they were going to have.
The moral of this story is, and the people who work for these companies don't always know that this is coming.
They have no clue, probably.
They're just doing their job, and they're counting on their retirement and their pension, and all of a sudden, they find out it's going to be cut in half.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, pensions aren't as popular as they used to be. Probably 9% of the people still work on a pension. But you mentioned something last week about a lump sum payout that I meant to follow up on, and I didn't. Yeah. So I want to do it here.
Yeah. The moral of this story is if you're retiring and you have a pension, you're really depending upon, for the rest of your life, the company you used to work for, first of all, being owned by the same people. Because private equity is buying companies up, and the first thing they do is slash the pension. Or that they're going to make good financial decisions for the next 30 years. And you're really depending upon your former employer for your security for the rest of your life. And the secret about this is most people don't know that when you retire, you have the opportunity to do something called a lump sum distribution. And what that means is your employer, instead of paying you X dollars a month, they give you this big slug of money.
And I feel like, in a way, like when someone wins the lottery, you know, they have the option of the lump sum or the payouts. I think all advisors say, take the lump sum and then use that money to make more money in the long run. Is it similar with a pension?
And it's not just make more money. You can take that money that would have been in a pension as a lump sum and create a private pension. With insurance companies that are over 100 years old. They're going to be around forever. They're solid as the Rock of Gibraltar, and then you have control. And one other thing, not only can you count on that happening for the rest of your life now, that income, but at the end of your days, regular pension, when you and your wife are gone, it's gone. Poof.
Yeah.
With a private pension, at the end of your lives, you've got money there that you can leave the kids.
Yeah. That makes sense.
It's a legacy.
Should everyone inquire at least to their company, like, hey, what is the buyout? I mean, get some of that information and bring it to you to ask.
Everybody, when they have a pension, everybody knows they have a pension.
Mm-hmm.
They need to ask one more question, and that is, can I get a lump sum? And then the second question is what's Geiger Wealth's number?
Yeah.
Because we can do that for them.
Well, while we mentioned it, you got the number hand. You want to just give it to people in case they're running out?
That was a cheap shot, wasn't it?
No, I like it. You got to do that.
800-681-2498.
We'll do it a couple more times before I leave. Do not worry, sir. Okay, so, you know, ask your company if that's an option. Someone texted in last week that they heard you use the phrase private pension over and over again.
Yeah.
And I mean, this is essentially you're working with the power of annuities, which are becoming super popular now that the markets are doing well. I know that for some people that's a dirty word because of old annuities and the stigma around them. Walk us through how it works for people that really don't get what an annuity is or what you do.
Well, there's a lot of different kinds of annuities. The ones that we work with, you put your money in them. You grow the money tied to the market, but you cannot lose anything. So you could stop right there. Imagine you had a mutual fund that you couldn't lose money.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have a line from my office all the way to Indiana. So you put your money there, you can grow it, you cannot lose it. But the really nice thing is when you're ready to retire, when you no longer have a paycheck, Picture an annuity with a big silver button on the side of it.
Okay.
And when you're ready, you can push that button, and depending upon how long you've had it and how much money is in there, you can get a very nice paycheck, a private pension, if you will, mm-hmm. from this annuity for the rest of your life.
Well, the principal keeps on. Well, the principal keeps growing.
Yeah.
And doing these sorts of things.
Yeah.
So, now, some people might say that sounds too good to be true, right? It sounds like fantasy world that I could not possibly lose any money. How does it work? Because what you do is you kind of create a range in how much you're going to be able to make.
Well,
right?
Getting down in the weeds is a better something to. It takes a longer explanation, uh-huh. but the bottom line is that's how it works.
Right. There's a bottom.
We use them all the time. The theme of this month is what?
National Retirement Security.
National Retirement Security Month. And I've been thinking about that a lot the last couple of days and what it means to have retirement security. And to me, after doing this for a lot of years, what it means is you can be in retirement and you can sleep really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
You can sleep at night. You're not worried. You're not worried about running out of money. You're not worried about how you're going to pay your bills next month. And that is what a really good retirement plan will set up for you. You should have more income coming in each month than you know what to do with.
Yeah. And I think that some people worry, though, well, you're locking everything up. I'm going to miss out on so much. As you mentioned, this is part of a plan, a broader strategy. This is one tool in your tool chest, but there are other tools you also utilize to make sure that people are still gaining.
Use one tool for income. You're still getting growth there, but you get a lot of income. Use another tool for growth. And who doesn't want growth, right? The issue is we don't want something that could go down as fast as it goes up.
Right.
So we use a strategy that puts a safety net underneath the growth portfolio. Market goes up 27%, so do we. But if it starts going down, there's a safety net to protect you from losing a lot of money.
Well,
that makes sense. If you take that on the one hand, do that for growth to help you stay up with inflation, and you've got the annuity for you to pay your bills for the rest of your life, you can sleep at night pretty well.
Bill Geiger here. We're going to take a break. I want to make sure you get the, in case someone's leaving the car, what do you want to remind our listeners about?
Listen, if you're listening to this and you'd like some help putting together a retirement plan, first five callers who have at least $500,000 saved up for retirement, I'll sit down with you personally and, on a complimentary basis, and help you put together a plan. 800-681-2498. That's 800-681-2498.
All right. Bill Geiger, Geiger Wealth Management. Get a lot of questions and comments on the text line. A lot of it about pensions, a lot about annuities, 773. Annuities, for the last 2 years, I've had a $300,000 profit in the money I have in the market for retirement. Kind of like money on top. You've made $300,000. It's not realized gain, though, Bill Geiger, until you sell that $300,000. Anyways, they say for the last 2 years, I've been have my advisor take that money, which is now a total of $600,000, put it in annuities. As the gentleman said, I can never lose that, and it will grow. Maybe at a lower rate of around 5%, but I can sleep at night because I will never lose that money. I think that's the calculus that you talk to your clients about, right?
Yeah.
Are you okay with maybe taking a little less on the gains to guarantee you don't have a 20 or 30% loss, which happens in the market? And I imagine a lot of people say, yeah, I'll take that trade.
Yeah, yeah. For a lot of people, it's much more important not to lose than to have bragging rights at the next cocktail party about how much they made.
I think most of our listeners say, I want to golf in retirement, I want to hug my grandkids, and I want to make sure I never have to work again and live the life that I'm living now.
But you don't have to go back to work.
Right.
Yeah.
A 20%, 30%, 40% drop in the markets right when you're about to retire, right before you're about to retire.
It's devastating.
It might send you back to work.
I know a head of HR at a very large company here in Chicago that had a longtime employee that retired in 2007. He had to come back to work at the age of 67 years old in 2009. because he lost half of his portfolio.
Right, and it didn't come back for a while. I think we've been so used to these drop-downs in the markets that rally quickly back.
Well, it took 5 years.
It took five, that exactly. I think we're used now in our mindset that, oh, the market went down 20, 30%. It'll come back right away. That's recency bias. You know, that is not the history.
We were talking in the break about the parallel between going to Vegas.
Oh, yeah. I was telling you about my roulette wheel play.
And if I'm gambling, anytime I start winning, I take some of that money and I put it in my pocket.
Smart.
Never comes out of my pocket. So the equivalent now is we're at the record highs in markets that we've ever been.
Chips are high in front of me.
High in front of you. You've been on a roll. Take some of them off the table and use that to buy a private pension plan for yourself that you're going to have income for the rest of your life.
Right.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I think the texter kind of hit on something. They said they had 300. Now they have 600. That's a similar story to a lot of people. The markets look so high, they look at their 401k, they go, that's a giant number, that's exciting. Yeah. And people should be happy about it, but it could go away to poof. That is not a real number.
Remember that couple I told you about last week?
Mm-hmm.
60-year-old couple put $1 million into an annuity, and in 7 years, they're guaranteed for life, guaranteed, $114,000 a year for life. You stack a couple Social Securities on that, now you've got $180,000, $15,000 a month. For a lot of folks, that's a comfortable way to live the rest of life. So you wake up on your first day of retirement, and you know you've got $15,000 a month coming for the rest of your life.
Yeah. My question is, and I know I'm getting in the weeds here, but I like the weeds, Bill Geiger.
Okay.
Let's say I buy this annuity and it's going to give me that income. That principal keeps on growing in some fashion.
Yes, it does.
Do most people end up with, when they pass, that there's still going to be some in the I guess it depends on how you spend money and how it lives and how long you live. It's guaranteed income. You can't outlive it, as you said.
Right.
If there's principal left, like you said, that can then go to kids. I mean,
it
that's part of legacy
kids.
Planning.
Yeah, it goes to the kids. And what I tell folks, the two of you, the couple, you're the most important people in the world. And we're working to make sure that you are really, really comfortable. But if we do our job right, your portfolio is going to be bigger when you're gone than it is right now. So
right.
the kids are going to get taken care of.
Right, exactly. Unlike the private pension that you mentioned before.
Right.
Or the pension you got with your company. I'm curious is... I mean, obviously, this is part of a broader plan that you're trying to do. You're trying to make sure that we have that income that's coming in. That income lasts forever. When you have conversations with people, do you think that they're unaware that this is even really an option for them?
A lot of them are not. We actually give away a book in the office. It was written by a friend of mine. And it, in very, very plain English, describes how this works. And when people come back from reading the book, the first question is why didn't I know about this before? Why isn't everybody doing this?
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically because everybody doesn't know about it.
Right.
But more and more people are. They're becoming, like you said before, they're becoming very, very popular because if you can lock in a guaranteed income for the rest of your life, you've got the lion's share of retirement planning done.
Yeah. All right. I'm going back in the weeds. Let's say I'm 55. And I want to buy one of these and really set up income for the rest of my life. Do I have to tell you then when I'm going to retire? Like, do I have to know it all ahead of time?
Okay. No. Picture the annuity with a big silver button on the side of it. You get to decide when to push the button. The longer you wait, the more money's going to come out.
So that's the earlier you are when you purchase this thing, the longer
the
this is able to grow.
Okay. Yeah.
And I imagine that this is how you're able to customize it and really chat with your clients about what their pressure points are, what their hopes and dreams are, right?
Yeah.
Like with you and your family, that your mom had to lose a lot of her hopes and dreams because that pension was gone, and you're trying to help people do it, that you can kind of, because there's a bunch of ones that you can go with, that you kind of can tailor what they want
what
and
makes
find
sense.
Them the plan that makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, what makes
them.
Sense for them, yeah.
It's not a one-size-fits-all approach.
No, it's not.
I appreciate that. Okay. Bill, I love the weeds. I got so many questions. We go on forever, but we are about out of time. Remind people of what you want them to know.
Okay. Yeah, folks, if you're listening to this and you could use a little help putting together a retirement plan, the first five callers who call in who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement, I will sit down with you personally and we'll put together a complete retirement plan for you and your family. Call 800-681-2498. Be one of the first five callers. 800-681-2498. $24.98.
And you'll go in the weeds with them if they have extra.
As deep in the weeds as they want to go.
Look at that. Bill Geiger, good to talk to you, my friend.
Good to talk to you, sir.
National Retirement Security Month.